Traditionally, the Roman Catholic Church has told its members what they should believe. Now it is asking them for their views. The Vatican has sent out instructions for a worldwide survey of Catholic opinion. The results will be used to prepare for a meeting on the family, which Pope Francis plans to hold in Rome next year. Elizabeth Davies is the Marriage and Family Life Project Officer at the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. She told me what she hopes the survey will achieve.
Well, the purpose of all of this is to prepare for an extraordinary synod on family that the Pope has just announced that will take place in October. Now, every time there is a synod of bishops, we have this kind of preparation. They produce a document and they have questions. But because of the short time scale and the breadth of this topic, marriage and family life, we have a very short lineamenta, but we have an awful lot of questions. But the purpose is to inform the deliberations of the synod next year.
Quite unusual, though, to talk to or to ask the opinion of ordinary Catholics in this way. Do you think you'll get a real picture of opinion across the world?
Oh, absolutely. We all have experience. Most of us have marriage and family life. We not only have a responsibility, you know, right to speak out, but the church should be consulting us. So it's great to see it in practice.
Just been looking at some of the questions. One of them, for example, reads like this: describe how the Catholic teaching on the value of the family contained in the Bible, Gaudium et Spes, Familiaris Consortio, and other documents of the post-conciliar magisterium is understood by the population. That sounds like the sort of thing that specialists might understand, but not all ordinary Catholics necessarily would.
I think you're right there. Some of these questions are quite long and complicated. But in the introduction to these questions, there is a very nice summary of all those references. When I saw the questions, I thought, ooh. But these are not questions that people should jump straight into. They are questions for deliberation and reflection prayerfully.
And are you surprised by some of the topics? Because they are issues which the church isn't always comfortable talking about. Gay relationships, remarriage after divorce, birth control, that kind of thing.
I'm delighted with all these topics because they are the real issues that people are experiencing on the ground. 10 years ago, our bishops in England and Wales invited families to share with them the reality of their lives. And these are the kind of topics that came up. And I'm delighted that they're being addressed clearly now. And the church is demonstrating, the Pope, the Synod of Bishops are demonstrating that they want to hear what people say and what their experience is. Now, I don't think any of these responses are going to cause the church to change her teaching, because it's very well founded in, you know, more than 2,000 years of reflection and wisdom and faith and inspiration. But I think what this synod will do is highlight some good pastoral strategies for responding in these situations.
Isn't there a danger that if his language encourages people to think there might be some kind of different approach, and if people are asked their opinions on these very sensitive questions and then nothing happens, and you say you don't think anything very much will happen in terms of a change in the church's teaching, that people are just terribly disappointed and let down by the whole process?
There's always a risk when you ask people to share their experience. And I think we all need to be hopeful and to trust our experience to the bishops in love and not to be fearful at this point.
We've talked about the value of feeding an opinion from ordinary Catholics and so forth, but the people who actually meet and talk about this are 150 men of a certain age, no women involved directly, which is perhaps a rather skewed picture of opinion or of humanity, if you like. I mean, none of them have any direct experience of family life.
I think they'd probably take you up on that. You know, I know that our bishop who's going, Archbishop Vincent, he has a very full family life. He has brothers and I know he has nieces and nephews. And I think our priests have a different experience of family than we do. But they almost have a wider experience because they are part of so many families. And I trust them to do the best for us.
Elizabeth Davies.